This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Margaret Hamilton is the new president of Lane Community College. She was hired after longtime former president Mary Spildy retired this summer. I asked Hamilton how Lane is prepared for the possibility of an active shooter situation like what happened in Las Vegas Sunday and 2 years ago at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg.
The good news is the college, before I even got there, they put a plan in place. They have a communications plan. We talked about how are we getting messages out to students, how are we getting messages out to employees, how long is it going to take, who's the lead, what's plan B, what's plan C. So I'm happy to say that as landing, without any of my intervention, there are good emergency plans in place. Now, I'm still new to the area, though. I still need to reach out and myself talk with officials from the area, because I know we work together, but I'll feel better when I'm having conversations with them, and then I know how well we work together.
Lane has started fall term. The college had to make some major program cuts last year before you got here to deal with budget shortfalls brought on by declining enrollment and a lack of state funding. As we're starting this new school year, what is the outlook for LCC in terms of enrollment and just overall health?
Overall health, LCC is going to be fine. I can assure you of that. What you have to do, though, what every college, what every business and industry, what we always have to do is you start every new year fresh and optimistic. That's the way we're approaching it. So decisions were made, and we're going to live with those decisions on any program cuts. But as I tell my team, no decisions forever. You make a decision at a point in time with the circumstances you have in front of you for the best reasons you can. But then 6 months, a year down the road, you have to reevaluate, reassess those decisions, and move forward. So I think we're in good shape, but we're not out of the woods. So it's one thing to say we made budget. It's another thing to say we've developed a sustainable budget that will then sustain itself. And just like Oregon is a state where we believe in sustainability, and so is Lane College, our budget, we need to be fiscally and physically sustainable, and we're not there yet. I mean, I'll be honest. However, there's an awful lot of good people there who are very bright, and we're very talented, the faculty, the staff, the classified, all these folks. And I think if we all listen to each other, and maybe that's it, we do need to listen carefully, we're going to pull those gold nuggets out, and we'll figure out how we can make ourselves more sustainable. So we have a lot of work to do.
And where is enrollment at? Is it continuing to decline?
It is, but less. So the good news is less. We're between 5-6% decline, and then you break it out, how many of them are new students, how many are returning students, how many are the different cohorts, and that's where the work begins. Because I think to constantly just say we're down, you know, 5%, 6%, it doesn't tell us much, except for the budget, unfortunately. It just tells you what you're doing. But if you want to get those students back, you've got to ask, well, how come? Was it the younger students, the non-traditional students? Is it non-credit? Is it credit? So that's where we're kind of pulling apart to see why. And we're looking, and we want to recapture folks that maybe did not come back and see if what we can do to take down those barriers. We talk about that all the time. We're trying to remove enrollment barriers and registration barriers so that we can get them back.
Now, you've put out a message expressing your support for Dreamers or DACA recipients at Lane and all over. Is there concern about how they're doing and if they could actually be targeted on campus at LCC?
So we have done enough due diligence to feel comfortable that that will not happen. There are procedures that are to be followed, and every time we have a little scare, we dive deeper into the procedures. We even called the Homeland Security and their various agencies, and they assured us, for example, the last time we heard that they might be coming, they might be here, and they said, no, absolutely not. We follow procedures. So I'm a rule follower. So I have to assume they would call our office, call my office, and say, we need to come on campus. And I have the right to say, because, right? Do you have a search warrant, et cetera, et cetera.
Margaret Hamilton is the new president of Lane Community College. You can hear more of our interview at our website, klcc.org. Lane is the licensee for KLCC Public Radio. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.